Hello, welcome to BBC Bite Size with the naked scientists Chris Smith and Kat Arney. Now, in order for us to stay healthy, we need to keep tight control of the internal conditions of our body. And that means temperature and blood sugar levels, for example. Kat, how do we do that?
Well, what we're talking about is homeostasis, and this simply means keeping things the same. We have to keep a constant body temperature of 37 degrees centigrade. We need to keep our water levels up and balance the amount of mineral ions in our body. And we have to keep our blood sugar at healthy levels to make sure we have enough energy. And we also need to get rid of that waste.
Okay, so let's start with that last one. How do we clear out the waste from our bodies? You just go to the toilet, presumably.
Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. And there's other types of waste than the one you're thinking of. There are many different waste products that we make, which could interfere with the chemical reactions in the body if they're allowed to build up. For example, we need to get rid of carbon dioxide. That's the byproduct of respiration, which is how your cells make energy.
How do we get rid of it?
It's simple. You just breathe out. Carbon dioxide diffuses out of the bloodstream and into the lungs, and you puff it out.
Any other waste products?
Well, there's urea, and that's made when amino acids, those are the building blocks of proteins, get broken down in the liver. Now, urea can be toxic if it builds up in high quantities. So the kidneys remove urea from the blood, put it in your urine, and you get rid of it when you go for a wee.
And on a related note, how do we control the amount of water that's actually in the body to start with?
Now, controlling water levels is very important. And if the amount of water in the body is wrong, your cells can be damaged because too much water will enter or leave them. Now, we take in water in our food and drink. We also produce some water as a byproduct of respiration. But your kidneys are the main place where water levels are controlled. If you're dehydrated, you don't have enough water in you, your kidneys will act to stop water being passed out as urine. But if you've been necking tons of water, then the kidneys will get rid of it, though that does mean more trips to the loo for you.
So that's the water and the waste, but what about, say, body temperature?
So the enzymes in our cells work best at 37 degrees centigrade. So that's the temperature we've evolved to keep. And our temperature is controlled by part of the brain called the thermoregulatory centre.
How does that work?
Information feeds into the thermoregulatory centre from the temperature sensing receptors in your brain and your skin. Then the centre figures out if you're too hot, too cold, or just right, and takes action.
And what does it do, for instance, if I'm too hot?
Well, the most obvious thing is sweating. As sweat evaporates from our skin, it cools us down. But we also lose water and mineral ions when we sweat. Sweat is salty because it's got sodium and chloride ions in it.
So is sweating too much a bad thing?
Not in itself, but you can do yourself damage if you don't replace that missing water or minerals if you've been sweating a lot.
And how else could I cool down apart from sweating?
Well, your body's got quite a clever way of cooling down, which involves those tiny blood vessels in your skin. When you're too hot, the blood vessels dilate. This means they get wider and allow more blood to flow up into your skin so heat can be lost.
And what about the opposite, though, when I'm, say, too cold?
As I'm sure you've experienced, when you get cold, you shiver. Now, this gets your muscle cells working and some of the energy they use gets released as heat. And in contrast to when you're too hot, your blood vessels shrink down or constrict when you're too cold. That helps to keep heat in as well. And finally, the hairs on your body also help to keep you warm. When you're cold, they stand up on end to trap air against your skin and act as insulation. You can see this in action next time you've got goosebumps.
Thanks, Kat. Well, that's all for part one. In part two, we'll find out how we keep our blood sugar under control and what happens if you have the disease diabetes.